Hey, want to say good morning and welcome back to the program. Mark Eckel, president of the Comenius Institute, joining us to talk about something that really, Mark, I just got to tell you, I love the topic this morning because there are so many different aspects of it that just fascinate me, especially as a Christian, when we rise above and do a right thing, how God can work in a situation. But first, good morning and welcome.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be with you again this morning on Moody Radio with all your listeners. Happy to be a part.
Yeah, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. We're going to talk this morning about why doing good, even in response to bad culture and bad characters, is really the best response to have to that. I got to tell you, Mark, even as a Christian, and I think there are so many of us who would say this, when we encounter bad character, bad cultures, and things that can upset our spirit, doing good may not always be the first thing we have in mind. We get really pretty angry sometimes, but why is doing good the best response?
Oh, I think it's an important idea, especially in the culture in which we live today in 2017. Now, let me begin by saying I want to just mention the 10-point coalition, the 10-point coalition led by Pastors Harrison and Ellis in Indianapolis, are doing good in their zip code. I was really taken a few weeks ago when Attorney General Jeff Sessions actually came to Indianapolis to visit Pastors Harrison and Ellis and the 10-point coalition, because what even Washington, D.C. is seeing is that when folks are walking through their neighborhoods, Christians are walking through their neighborhoods simply by being present, walking the streets, they deter crime in their zip code. 10-point actually is expanding to other cities like Gary and Louisville. Well, this makes me think of Scripture, Titus chapter 1. Paul says to Pastor Titus on the island of Crete, tells his protege this, one of the Cretans, a prophet of their own, has said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, and lazy gluttons. Paul goes on to say, these folks are unfit for doing any good work. So what's Paul's remedy to do in a bad culture with bad characters? 9 times in the book of Titus, Paul uses the word good to describe a Christian's response to bad culture and bad characters. Titus 3, 1, 8, and 14, doing good stems corruption. So I think that's the baseline answer to why doing good is an important response to bad.
You know, my son and I were talking yesterday, Mark. There's a particular celebrity. I'm not going to name the name, but this person, very well known and known for creating controversy and sometimes getting into trouble. And by all outward appearances, not a Christian at all, not a Christ follower. But as we were talking about this celebrity, you know, whose work we both enjoy, my son said, you know, that person, they may not be a Christian, but they really do a lot of good also to help people, and started naming examples we were aware of from the news. And I said, well, you know, that's true. And that's fantastic. I really admire that aspect of this person's pouring into their community. So non-Christians do good too, but talk a little bit about the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian's response to bad culture and bad characters.
Sure. Well, in that same book, in the book of Titus chapter 2, Paul speaks to each gender, age group, and cultural class by saying, in order to do good, one must be good. I'll say that again. In order to do good, one must be good. So goodness comes from a life transformed from the inside out. The Christian response always begins inside out. We are transformed, as Paul says in Titus 3, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy by regeneration, renewal of the Holy Spirit, we poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. For the non-Christian, evil comes from the outside of us, that is our biology or environment. So non-Christians usually begin practicing goodness by attacking outside influences, passing laws that limit bad behavior, for instance. But Christians know that our problem begins within. Cultural laws limit and lessen the behavior of bad characters, but for the Christian, the problem's internal. Like I've told my students for years, my environment may accentuate my bad behavior, but my environment is not the root cause of my bad behavior. As Titus says, we need Jesus' regeneration and transformation that begins by being changed inside out by Christ's death on the cross for my sin. While folks in the culture are doing good, they are doing good for the wrong reasons and from the wrong origin. That is, things are not going to change or be transformed in the long haul. Simply by focusing on the external.
Well, and so the more that we, you know, work to develop good character, then we're going to want to do good.
Yes, exactly. Let me just say it this way. We tend, even as Christians, to be attracted to the flashy, to the mega, mm-hmm. to the external show. And sometimes churches focus so much on the display of their Christian message to make the gospel attractive. But back to Titus. There are three so that's in Titus chapter 2, going back to the issue of character. Paul says that developing good character will have three results, and here they are. Teach what is good, Paul says, so that God's word may not be despised. That's the first one, so that God's word may not be despised. Here's number two, so that no one has anything bad to say about us. That's number two. And number three, and so that in everything the gospel may be attractive. So we attract people not by being big and flashy, but by good character transformed by Jesus' salvation and the work of the Holy Spirit in us. And quite frankly, at the end of the day, you know what folks are going to say? They're going to say, you know what? You're so different from everybody else. What makes you different? And honestly, that is going to be the question everybody asks eventually when they see somebody transformed by the power of Jesus.
And that speaks more loudly than any words I think we could utter, too. Talk about, Mark, if you would, how should Christians going about their everyday activities do good?
Sure. Let me give just five words here, I think, that might be important as folks are sent on their way to the workplace, even today. Number one, authoritative. We've been given a command all the way through the book of Titus. Paul says to Timothy, you've been given this authority to say these things to people. So the first thing is we've been given the authority. We've been given a command. We have to follow the command. Number two is intentional. We must do good not out of reflex, but out of practice. So we actually intend our goodness toward other people, such as the 10-point coalition does, for instance. Number three, we need to be zealous, that is, devoted to doing good because of Jesus' good work on our behalf. So number three, zealousness, we need to be devoted to it. Number four, there's an outcome for all of this. In fact, in Titus 3:8, it says that doing good by Christians is profitable for everybody. So the outcome, number four, profit for everyone. And number five, the important one, coming back to the baseline point again, is origin. We are created for good works, Ephesians 2:10 says, because we've been saved by grace through faith in Jesus. I would really encourage everybody to take a look at the book of Titus today. It'll take you 5 minutes to read Titus through. It's a short book. But notice how many times the word good is emphasized and Paul's response to Timothy. In a culture gone bad with bad characters, hey, our goodness is going to be attractive through the gospel of Jesus.
I love this topic. And yes, you've already got me wanting to open up the book of Titus. I'm already pulling this up on my phone, Mark. So I appreciate the good word this morning, too. And I got to say this also, you know, just about doing good in response to bad culture and bad characters. You know, I think, too, just with my own experience, and I know so many others listening could say the same, you know, when we intentionally do good, that really disarms any plans of the enemy. He has just suddenly become powerless to wreak havoc in a situation when we're responding with goodness. You want to see good? Let's do good.
Absolutely. I think there's the issue right there. You know, a lot of folks want to go to social media and start yelling and screaming and making a point. That's not really the way to go about doing things. Live a life of consistency. 1 Thessalonians 4 says that you should just go about your business. Do good work in the culture so that people might see your testimony of Jesus.
I love this encouraging word, especially for a Monday and getting back into the swing of things for a work week. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. And your website is?
Yes, warpandwoof.org. That's warpandwoof.org. Or go to ComeniusInstitute.com. You can find all kinds of videos, podcasts, 600 essays on the website, all kinds of things that I hope will help people.
All right, and you can connect with all of that, too, through our Facebook page, Moody Radio Indiana on Facebook. Mark Eckel, you have a blessed week. Thanks for taking time for us today.
Blessings on yours as well, Kelly. Thank you.